My name is Humberto Salinas Gonzalez.
And when and where were you born?
I was born May 21st, 1922, in Mexico, in a little town by the name of General Treviño, Nuevo León, in the state of Nuevo León, Mexico.
Okay, where were your parents from the same place?
My parents were born and raised in the same little town.
And when did they come here?
They came here in 1927. They and my brother and sister, there was five of us, three kids and the grown-ups.
And when you got here, what would you say your family's economic status was?
It was poor. No jobs available for dad, other than working out the farm, the big sum of $1 a day.
Did he get a chance to have any education at all?
No, he came from very, he, both of them came from very poor families, so they probably had a fourth or fifth grade education.
And what about you? Were there different choices of education that you had, or did you have to go to a certain place?
Well, when we arrived here, naturally, not knowing the English language, it took me a while to understand in a very limited way, I might say, because we lacked the opportunity that the people, when I call the city of Bishop, is divided into Anglo side and the Mexican American community. And they had their different churches, a different school, and we had our different churches and different schools. And our teachers and our schools were not supplied with the same as the Anglo school was. So we did not learn rather as quick as the Anglo students. Therefore, I had quite a time learning the English language.
And how far did you go in school? Did you go through high school?
I finished high school.
Here in Bishop?
Here in Bishop.
And after that, what types of employment opportunities did you have?
Well, right after finishing, I was in the military for 3 years, from 1943 until 1946. When I came back, I thought that it would be easy for me to get a job here. But that by the time we got back, Salinas had just opened, and since I was raised here in town, I thought that it was easy for me to get a job at Salinas. I was very very unhappy to find out, surprised to find out that there were no jobs available at Salinas. When I say no job whatsoever for Mexican Americans. I may add that the gentleman that sold Salinas, the land where Salinas was built, sold them to them with the promise that they would not hire any Mexican Americans that live here in Bishop, because they had to protect the farmers. The farmers needed some help, and they could not hire Mexican Americans because of farmers were going to be hurt. However, it's ironic that many, many of the same farmers that were supposed to be protected were given jobs at Salinas, and many times more. In other words, a farmer there would go out there and in a few hours would make enough money to pay the Mexican American he had to fill in the field for a whole week. On Saturdays and offer them a job.
So there was just straight out racism.
And those things kept on like that. They were there until after the war. Most of us younger Mexican Americans that came back, we demanded, we wanted, we got used to what we saw there. We were treated better. We saw that people were very much better educated. We had that people had rights that we did not have here. And when we came back, There were numerous groups like the LULAC and GI Forum that banded together and demanded that Mexican Americans would be given the same rights as all American citizens. And it has worked. It has worked to a certain extent. There's still not completely the same way it should be for all, but there've been great strides made towards that.
During the war, you were in the Air Force, you said?
I was in the Air Force.
Where did you go?
To the Pacific. The Pacific front was divided. Some went to Europe, and we were in the Pacific.
And you were there for 3 years?
We were there for three years.
And then you came back?
Came back. I still couldn't find a job. Got married. My wife and I went to Detroit, Michigan, when our daughter was born there in Detroit, and then came back. And I held many jobs here and there until I was lucky enough to start working for the post office. And that's where I stayed there until I retired.
And when y'all were here, was there any... Do you remember still any segregation even after you came back from the war? Yes, at Celanese, but like towards your children?
Well, yes, at Celanese, when we came back, there was still that, but you could see it everywhere. You could see it. But as the Mexican-American youngsters were given opportunities to attend schools and they begin graduating from colleges and getting better jobs, and then at the same time demanding that all Mexican Americans as well as Anglos would be given the same opportunity, things began to get better for the whole community. And now, just about anywhere you go, to malls or theaters or stores or wherever you go, you can see, because of the opportunity that has been given to us, we drive good cars, have good homes, educate our kids, same thing as everybody else does. Something that we could not do when I was growing up.
Because before, you couldn't even go to some of the same places.
We could not attend the same places. We could not go to the same churches. We could not go to the same schools. We were segregated, period.
So what would you say that from the time that you came with your parents and then you left and came back, what do you really remember, if it's about segregation or like the depression, the economic status, what stays in your mind?
But I remember very well that it's...
Okay, we were talking about what you remembered most about from when you and your parents came here and how it's changed up to now.
Well, yes, it has changed quite a bit. In other words, now we don't have to... Whenever I go to a restaurant or my kids go to a restaurant, we don't have to look for a sign that probably would say no Mexicans allowed. Something I know that most people now, especially younger people, do not even don't believe it. But when we first came here, and even when I was going to high school, many places in Bishop and in all through South Texas, there were restaurants that would not give Mexican-American service. Barbershops, until just recently, Anglo barbershops would not take Mexican-American trade. I mean, you could not go to an Anglo barbershop. And theaters and a lot of places like that, those things have changed. And it's gotten better. It's gotten much, much better. But a lot of that has to do with Mexican-Americans who are getting educated. They have Anglo friends, they get together, they have better jobs, they're better educated, and they're accepted as equal by most. So because of that, it's much better now than it used to be. But it was bad, real, real bad.
Okay.